Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
To me, it's something you chuck in on top of everything else you can do.
Because I remember hearing once that, you know, some people believe the earliest forms of sigils are the sort of ancient cavemen paintings. They'd paint themselves hunting something, right?
Quite.
And then they'd go out hunting
and
catch something. But if you just did the painting and never went hunting, you wouldn't bring anything home.
Well, quite, yes. I mean, you can't expect a buffalo to walk up to the front of the cave and drop down dead, can you?
I don't know. It depends how powerful your magic
is,
maybe. On a good day.
Well, perhaps, yeah. But, I mean, magic is certainly not easy. It's not something which we have a very great natural facility for, I don't think. It's a bit of a close to the edge art, which all you can really rely on it in the final analysis is maybe just to add another 10% to whatever you're doing in real life. But that 10%, I think, perhaps makes all the difference sometimes.
As a practicing chaos magician and someone who's been very involved in it, do you ever worry that people will judge you if you say that you're a chaos magician, or judge you negatively?
Well, amongst other magicians, no. I mean, there's been ever since the sort of 1980s, there's been a bit of a theological schism between chaos magicians and what you might call the New Age and the Telemic, you know, which is the Aleister Crowley-orientated magicians. The New Age people would say, well, we are insufficiently spiritual. We're just looking at results magic all the time. You know, what are we doing for humanity in general or our spiritual progress? Mm. And the Crowleyites might describe us as black brothers who are insufficiently mystical. But I tend to take the view that was once, you know, given to me by a martial artist. You know, the student says to the martial artist, well, when do we start on the spiritual stuff, master? And he said, get your black belt first, and then we will talk about these things. And to me, that's the attitude to magic that I have. I think you have to really master the techniques first, find out what you can do and what you can't do, and then, as with any other discipline, work your spirituality around that.
And final question, would you advise against people playing with this stuff without knowing anything about it?
Well, accidents will happen. I mean, I don't think it's any more dangerous than any other sporting activity, really. I mean, you can do unwise things even driving a motor car. I mean, you have to use a certain amount of common sense. I think you have to look at the fact that magic is basically probability manipulation, as far as I'm concerned. If you try and manipulate a probability into an area where it just won't go, you'll fail. You may get more than you ask for, but probably not a lot more. But nevertheless, you should be careful about what you ask for.
Mm. Do you know what? I've enjoyed talking to you. I want to make you a friend of the show, Peter Carroll. Your website is Secularium. Secularium.org. Specularium. Your website is Specularium.org. If people log on to there, they can find out more about this. And, man, I want to make you a friend of the show, and thanks for being on.
Oh, thank you very much.